Dave Richardson is here, who's from Kennington, who's with the campaign group Rail Future. Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
And we will speak to Sim Harris from Rail News in just a moment as well. Dave, I'll start with you. You helped the council develop these plans. They are aspirational. Are they realistic? Are they achievable?
Well, we think so. Rail Future's been quite involved in talking to the council over very, very many years as we talk to train operators and others. And we certainly applaud the council because it's had the vision to look forward. Many people just have too short-term thinking. And with rail, it takes years and years, admittedly, to deliver new projects. But if we start talking about them now, then hopefully they will happen within the time frame which they envisage.
Because we were saying yesterday the team found some archive footage here from the plans being discussed in 2014. They were talking about a deadline of 2026. Now here we are in 2025. You know, it's hard sometimes, I think, for people to get their heads around the difference it could make when you are talking about 15 years in the future.
Yes, I obviously accept that as a case, but I would say, looking at the Cowley branch line, for example, I don't know what the 2014 plan you mentioned was about, but that could be delivered by 2029. That's because the line already exists. It's not a massive job to upgrade it. It's a big enough job, but the county council, the city council, they've done a study showing a return on investment is there. So that could really happen within 5 years or even 4 years. So let's start looking forward now, and things are actually beginning to happen.
And things like pricing, we heard from an expert from Oxford University last hour that the shortest rail journeys are some of the most expensive in the country. We know that having a railway station, railway line, can push house prices up. So how do you balance that? Is that something you've been looking at sort of with the plans, or is it just at this initial stage about reopening the lines?
Well, first of all, rail fares are a national issue. Every year they go up by a certain amount, and that's set by the government, which is trying to shift the cost of running the railways more onto the passenger and less on the taxpayer. So, unfortunately, the fares do go up. However, there are plans for various areas to have zonal ticketing. This will be a tap-on, tap-off. You come in with your credit card. And it already happens in London and certain other parts of the country. And this will make it a lot easier because the electronics involved will automatically calculate the lowest fare for your journey.
Okay.
And there will be a cap. So if you went 4 journeys a day, you might end up only paying for 3. So there's some hope that the rise in rail fares, which happens every year, might be mitigated locally. And you could use the same on the bus as well, the same sort of system.
And the idea of upgrading existing stations, you know, how much could they change? How much could they improve? Can you have a sort of dramatic difference with just an upgrade as opposed to reopening?
Well, yes, it depends on the level of train service. The key thing to do is to upgrade Oxford Station. It needs this fifth platform, and that's what all the fuss is about with the new rail bridge. We're putting in a fifth platform, and that'll be there quite soon, and it will support this increase in services. Otherwise, it depends on the frequency of the service. Some stations, if lines can be improved, will have a far greater frequency of service than they do now. So you could almost turn up and go at some of them, possibly. And that'll make a big difference because, for example, I live quite near Radley Station. I use it sometimes as an alternative going into Oxford.
Mm.
But for much of the day, there's only one train an hour to Didcot, one to Oxford. So if I miss that or there's some problem, it's not very viable, is it?
Hmm.
But if I had 4 trains an hour, for example, or even more, then I could really just turn up and use that station, and that would be a good thing keeping me out of the city on my way to get the train.
All right, thank you, Dave. Good to speak to us. Dave Richardson from the campaign group Rail Future.